I am. No, I'll go ahead and call roll.
Okay.
Dr. Sadlick?
Aye.
Dr. Popio?
Aye.
Ms. Tibbetts?
Aye.
Ms. Gowland? Dr. Campbell?
Yes.
Dr. Spatt?
Yes.
Dr. Rubin? We have quorum.
The arguments from Dr. Fernandez, a.k.a. Mr. King, and reviewed the record in this matter. The board may grant a rehearing, which means the whole case or is reheard by the board, or review, which means that the board may modify its earlier decision based on grounds established in the rule. The board can also deny the request. Decision. If the motion is to grant rehearing or review, the maker of the motion must specify the ground on which the rehearing or review is based. Rehearing or review would then be limited to specified grounds, and I'll need a motion whether we want to rehear the case formal, or whether we want to review the case. So how do the board members feel about rehearing or reviewing?
Dr. Sadlick, this is Dr. Rubin. Are you going to call on us, or do you want us to just talk?
We can open to discussion, and then I'll just start calling on names.
Okay, I'll wait till you call them.
Okay.
Dr. Sadlick, this is Dr. Spatt. I wasn't in on a February meeting, so am I, is it okay if I stay on this?
So you, are you saying you want to be recused from it?
Well, because on, in February, I was absent from the meeting on February.
Okay. So what we could do is we'll let the record show you were absent. You probably were there at the informal, I would imagine.
Okay.
Correct?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Well, we'll let the record note that you were not there for the February meeting, but you were there for the informal.
Yes.
Dr. Campbell, your thoughts? Whether you want to go where we're at now is whether we want to review or whether we just want to go back and basically start somewhat from scratch and rehear this and get this completed.
Dr. Sadlick and members of the board, this is Sarah Asta. You also have the option of denying the motion.
So I'm open for discussion. I don't know, Dr. Campbell, what are your thoughts?
Well, I'm definitely interested in hearing from the other board members. I think that when I sit here and I contemplate everything that we've read, everything that we've heard, and then when we take into consideration our legal advice, let me take a step back for a moment. I'm at this very moment, I'm leaning towards offering an opinion or rehearing, but I would definitely like to hear what some of the other board members have to say.
If you were to go with a rehearing, what would your primary thought be on it? On what ground? Do you have any thoughts on that?
I do. I'd like to hold on to them for a moment, though.
Okay. Let me go up the list then, Ms. Gallon. Are you still contemplating?
Yes.
And then Ms. Pippen?
Still contemplating.
Dr. Popiel?
I guess I'm of the opinion that I haven't heard anything or seen anything that would particularly change the decision we came to. I don't want to get into debating Mr. King's argument today, but I don't have any, based on my recollection of everything, I don't have any reason to proceed with a rehearing, but I'm obviously that's just my opinion, but I don't feel like anything was presented that would lead me towards a rehearing.
And Mr. King, you're aware that if we do say the motion hypothetically is a rehearing, that we may still wind up in the same place.
Yes, I understand that.
Okay. And Dr. Campbell, you're kind of leaning towards the rehearing. I'm leaning towards the rehearing simply because of findings of fact. Probably need to be more clarified than they were. Specifically, I don't have those in front of me. Dr. Campbell, I don't know if that was your thought.
It was.
It was, okay. So that's two of us.
That's where I am too. This is Karen Tibbetts. I tend towards a rehearing for the same reasons.
Okay, three. We're still open for discussion, so before we go,
Dr. Dan Rubin, I would tend towards granting a rehearing. I'm questioning, though, is because we have been presented with the document from Mr. King, does that constitute a motion, or would we have to make our own motion?
Well, we have to make a motion that either, well, we have a couple choices, as you know. We can rehear it, we can review it, we can totally deny it.
What I meant was that the document itself read that it was a motion for rehearing a review. And so if we decided to grant the rehearing, would that already stand as the motion, or would we need to make our own motion? I just didn't know procedure-wise what was appropriate. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think what we'll need to do is just make a motion that we either rehear it, review it, or deny it.
Okay. Thank you.
So I'll make the motion that due to the board some discrepancies.
The motion for a rehearing
Correct.
And which particular grounds under the rule?
The grounds would be to clarify and solidify some of the items that were not brought to the attention prior. I don't have those in front of me. I have to get those pulled up.
At the end of the script, you should see the ground.
So I would probably go with irregularity with the board.
Suggest that maybe you specify what irregularities you saw?
Irregularities would probably be some of the telephone calls, times of the calls, understanding exactly COVID versus not COVID, just a lot of unclarity in that area.
Excuse me, Dr. Sadlick, this is going for the irregularities with regard to proceedings, and that was facts. So if there's something in the proceedings related to this matter, that's those are the issues that you would identify for purposes of this motion.
Well, where I'm going, Sarah, is that there were some irregularities. How we picked them out of 1-7, I'll need that drafted, but there were some irregularities as to telephone calls back and forth, instances of who was making phone calls, et cetera. So I have you draft that within 1-7.
Perhaps you'd like to go into executive session again?
Sure. So we'll 11:50, and we'll move into the next session.
Dr. Sadlick, I'm sorry, you'll need a motion to go into executive session and state the grounds for why you're going into executive session.
Going to executive session for legal advice. And I'll
go ahead. Go ahead, Dr. Campbell.
Thank you. Dr. Campbell seconds the motion for legal advice.
Can I do roll call, please? Dr. Sadlick?
Aye.
Dr. Popio?
Aye.
Ms. Tibbetts?
Aye.
Ms. Gowland?
Aye.
Dr. Campbell?
Aye.
Dr. Spatt?
Aye.
Dr. Rubin?
Aye.
Motion carries.